Okay, this is our final hour. We're going to take your phone calls, questions, thoughts with Mitchell Scott Lewis as we talk about astrology and also, of course, medical astrology, all of that on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Mitchell Lewis with us. Mitchell, do you care to take a jump at the presidential elections and who might the candidates be?
Yeah, would you mind holding a minute? Mitchell will be right with you. He had to get something. He'll be right with you, okay? We'll take a couple of seconds, all right?
Who are you?
I'm his neighbor, and he had to get some paperwork, and he's on his way back. Take 2 seconds. This is one of those days.
Well, all right, I'm going to interview you then. What do you do?
I'm a retired old lady. Oh, here's Mitchell. Hold on a minute, okay?
All right.
Hello.
Who was that?
Oh, God, George. You had a problem in the studio.
Well, she's back.
Give me a second here. No, the studio had a little problem, and I had to move down to another phone. Oh, my God.
All right. You all right? You catch your breath?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, you're in a different spot, and she's somewhere else, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, get your breath, take a deep breath. But what I was asking you, and she started answering, by the way, was who do you see as the candidates for the 2016 presidential election? What do you think?
Well, first of all, if Hillary wants the job, she'll win. But the Republicans, the second that Hillary announces her presidency, the Republicans are going to find a woman to run against her.
Now, that's an intriguing possibility.
And I think we are going to have two female candidates for president.
Okay. And by the way, Mitch, I can barely hear you still.
Yeah, so. I know. That's the problem. It seems to be in the studio, because this is the second phone we've tried to work on. And your producer said that it was from his end. So can you hear me now, George?
I hear you, but speak up as loudly as you can.
And okay, we should be okay.
We should
be
okay.
A little technical difficulties, that's all.
Just push your voice. So you think that if Hillary gets it, the Republicans may toss a woman against her?
Yeah, I think it's the only shot they have.
That's intriguing.
See, if Hillary runs against a man, it's going to be a landslide.
You really think so?
Yeah.
In spite of all the things that have happened to that family.
What you asked me before about what I thought, you know, all of this Grand Cross and everything meant, what it represents. This is a crossroads in human history. We hit them every now and then. We don't see them necessarily at that day. But when you look back, you say, well, that was the time when things started to change. Women need to be empowered. This is one of the problems with the world in general. Women are, in many cases, considered a second-class citizen. That can't exist anymore. That's an antiquated concept. So in order to move us closer to the Aquarian age, to the changes that we're really involved in, we need to make serious changes in the world events. A woman in power will do that. Doesn't mean she's going to be perfect any more than having a black president meant that he was perfect, but it's the changes in the collective that we're talking about. So I believe if Hillary runs, she has a very, very good chance of winning, and the only way that the Republicans could possibly have a shot is to run a woman against her.
All right. Well, we're going to, you know, and you've been right in the last, what, four presidential elections, I think?
Yeah.
At least. So
since 99, when I started to do my newsletter, and I was one of the few astrologers who predicted Bush's second term. Because I try to keep my personal feelings out of the astrology whenever possible.
Oh, yeah, you have to do that.
Of course. And now, you know, do I, you know, and my own personal feelings about any of these candidates or my political point of view, I can't let that color my attitude. So what I'm seeing astrologically is Hillary Clinton will be the next president if she runs.
Oh, she'll run.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think she's already running, you know. And on Election Day 2016, Uranus is entrined to her Saturn. I mean, that's a powerful configuration. Saturn is entrined to her Pluto. I mean, she's got all the support that she could possibly need right at this moment to push it along. And people are waiting for it. They want it. You'll find Republican women voting for her if the Republicans run a man. And if the Republicans run a woman who's too far to the right, Hillary still wins.
What do they like about her?
She's got chutzpah. She's a strong individual. She has a Scorpio rising, just like...
Does she remind people of Britain's late Margaret Thatcher?
Possibly. Because, the collective, you know, as individuals, George, we respond to our own stimuli. As a collective, we respond to what the species needs. Not always correctly, but that's what we're responding to. And right now, the whole world is aware of the fact that things are unbalanced. The economic situation is terribly unbalanced, socially as well. How do we rebalance it? I don't know. Well, what do we do? What do we do in 2008? Let's find the most radical change we could possibly find to George W. Bush. And the two choices were Hillary or Obama.
Right.
So either one of them would have done it. And it was Obama that won that time. Now it's Hillary. Because, look, we are changing into the new era, into the new age, if you will. It takes hundreds of years for the change to happen. Uranus was discovered in the 1700s. That's how long we've been entering the Aquarian age. It takes hundreds of years for the completion to happen. But now, with the technological advances, with computers, with robots, with all the rest of this, we're really shoving ourselves into that age of technology and of humanity. The problem is that the Aquarian age, or Aquarius, rules large groups like corporations, not the individual. The individual is the opposite sign of Leo. So as we enter the Aquarian age, it's more about corporations and less about the mom-and-pop stores. New York City is now Starbucks and Duane Reade's.
Yeah.
There's no little stores anymore. They're all being pushed out. And that's the society. So in order to try and create that world but counterbalance it on a humanist term, we continue to move to corporate life, to corporate world, but politically, we keep looking for liberal, social liberal ideas so that we don't get killed, you know, completely in the transformation to the corporate world, to the Aquarian age. I don't know what's going to happen to the individual, you know, art and the rest of it, you know, books, movies, mm-hmm. you know, music. It's all gobbled up by Amazon and the rest of them. There's no way to do what I did with a band for 20 years. You know, there's no way to get out there and make your demos and blah, blah, blah. You can do it, and you can make demos, and you can get out there, but you won't sell any records.
All right, let's take some calls. I do want you to know one of our predictors, John Hoag, who's an Nostradamus expert, predicted Hillary and Jeb Bush. So at least on the Democratic side, you two are spot on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know about Jeb. I've looked at his charts. I have serious questions about whether I think Jeb would be will be picked. And if he is, Hillary will win by a landslide.
That is amazing. Okay, so we're going to take some calls, maybe some readings. If they do, what do you need, their birth date?
Yeah.
Simple as that. Okay.
Because I had to run down here. I don't have my computer, but I have my ephemeris, so it's not a big problem.
All right, very good. Let's go to Rick in Graceville, Florida, to get us started on the wild card line. Hey, Rick, go ahead.
Hey, George, Mr. Lewis. George, I don't watch TV, just listen to radio, and you are my favorite program of all time.
Well, thank you, Rick.
And by the way, we can hear you fine on the radio, Mr. Lewis.
Oh, great. Thanks, Rick. I'm so happy to hear that.
The question I have for Mr. Lewis is, does spirituality play a part in any of your readings? And also, if you could give me a brief reading, I'd appreciate it.
What's your birthday, yeah. Rick?
It's July 10th, 1952.
July 10th, 52. Yes, to answer your question, spirituality is very important in my readings. Rick, I believe that the physical, the psychological, and the spiritual are all part of the same entity. And if there's a problem in one, there's a problem in all three. And that's why I mentioned to George earlier that I've had a number of clients who've had physical diagnosis. When they get into therapy, the diseases disappear. It's all connected, and if you can find where the pain is and you can fix it. I had a gal call me recently who has been sick for many, many years, she does all kinds of work to try and help herself and goes to nutritionists and does everything right, but it's still not getting completely better. And I suggested therapy for her because I think that the problem is in a spiritual or psychological place, not a physical one. And I look for the infection, so to speak, wherever it is. And spirituality is absolutely vital to doing a reading. I don't think you can do one without it. I can tell you, you know, whether to take a job or not. But in terms of directing your energy, so let's see, you said July 10th, is that right?
1952.
Right, I got you here. You're a Cancer like me, Aquarius moon, Mercury in Leo. You've got a Sun-Venus conjunct. That's a very nice configuration. People like to be around you. You're a nice guy. And you got Uranus near the sun. So you're an excitable person. And what do you do for a living, Rick?
Saying I spoke with George several weeks ago about an incident that happened last May concerning road rage, which turned me to God. I think George might remember that. But
I do. I do, Rick.
I was in law enforcement, and in that incident, completely turned my life upside down, which led me to God. But I mean, I was convicted of two felonies because of that, and I was wondering if you see anything good, because it really wasn't my fault that this happened, but they didn't see it that way,
and the convictions have already come through.
Yep.
It was a plea bargain. I'm 5 years probation for.
I'm so sorry, Rick. That's terrible. Look, what you have is Uranus at 14 degrees Cancer, and this grand cross that we've been talking about is at 13 degrees Cancer. So it's all over your Uranus, and the Pluto is still going to be there for about a year. You're going to have to watch yourself for about a year and make sure that nothing happens, and it may not even be your fault. What will happen with these kinds of aspects is they're projected by other people. Somebody comes into a room looking for a fight, and they see you, and you're the one they're going to go for. Now, in no way does this mean that you're not going to be okay. I think you will. Did you lose your job because of it?
I did. Oh. Yes, it cost me. I have a hearing in May regarding my certification, but I don't think it's going to go too favorable according to what I was told. I don't know. I was hoping it would, but I don't see it happening. I'm 61 years old, so I'm pretty much done as far as career goes.
First of all, Rick, don't ever give up faith or hope, no matter what the circumstances are at the moment, because you know tomorrow anything can turn around. You're going to have Uranus hitting your Uranus, and then it's going to hit your Sun. There's going to be some changes for you. They can go either way, but a lot of it, you know, you talked about spirituality. Well, I'll tell you how this fits in right now. The attitude that you're going to carry with you for the next year will decide how things go. Even if this situation doesn't go to your advantage, you're going to find some other opportunities, and something will come through for you. I certainly don't want you to give up faith. That's never going to do you any good. Things, look, there still will be a little pressure on you through this year. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not telling you things are going to be terrible by any means, but there will be some pressure, and you'll feel it physically and psychologically. You need to put it in perspective. You need to understand. I'm sorry?
No, go ahead, Mitchell. I just have a question for you after this.
Okay. All I was going to say, Rick, is it's your life, and you have a lot of control over it. And whatever's going on now, you've got to take a deep breath. You've got to find that spiritual place and take a walk, you know, mentally and relax yourself. You've been through hell, and it's going to you might still feel the pressure of it, but it's only the pressure of what's happened. The sooner you can let go of it and move on with your life, whatever that means. Maybe circumstances won't be terrific for a little while, but they're going to get better. And maybe you're going to feel a lot of pressure this year, but if you respond to that pressure through anger or through disappointment or depression, then it will get worse. But if you approach it with a positive attitude and you say, I'm alive, this is my life. Maybe I've been through a difficult time, but they're not going to get me. They're not going to push me down. I know that I'm a good person, and I'm going to continue to be one. Then you'll get through this period much, much easier.
How do you explain, Mitchell, the fact that people in mass are acting so strange?
Because of this grand cross. You know, I'm telling you, I can walk down the street, and if I'm not careful, I will bump into a fight that I had no interest in, but, you know, you simply... Everybody's feeling tremendous amount of pressure right now. George, it's almost palpable. You can feel it. You can tell the way people are, you know, the waitresses and the cab drivers and whoever it is. Everybody's got a little edge. And if we allow that, if we allow people to push us and we push back, we will be the losers. I wrote in my newsletter a couple of months ago, of course, as soon as 2 months ago when Putin started his situation in Ukraine, whoever is the aggressor when Mars is in retrograde will lose. Mars is in retrograde now. Do not be aggressive. If somebody pushes you and you can sidestep it, do it. If you have to fight back, do it in the most direct and honest way and get out of the situation. Don't go looking for right and wrong or for, you know, because you're not going to find it. Everybody's just too angry right now.
Just back off.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Back off indeed. Well, it's easier said than done, though, Mitchell, isn't it?
Yes, of course. People can piss you off very easily. And because we're all under the energy, you know, you're walking down the street, too. You've got a little edge. We're having technical difficulties tonight because Uranus is part of this grand cross, and Uranus rules all things technologically. So we're feeling it even on the day-to-day. Computers are falling apart. There's all kinds of difficulties, and it's affecting us internally. That's where it's doing the most damage.
All right, stay with us. We're going to come back in a moment here on Coast to Coast AM. If you need to email any of us, all you have to do is go to our website, coasttocoastam.com. And, of course, the big news today for you Coast Insiders or those of you contemplating being a Coast Insider, now you can go back 5 years, 1,800 programs, and download them. It's amazing. Take advantage of that. Go to coasttocoastam.com. On our next Coast to Coast program, of course, it'll be Friday night into Saturday morning. That means open lines, but we'll also be talking with an expert on the strange, the unusual, and the macabre. And then the last portion of the show, a special tribute to another Coast to Coast guest who has passed on. And this is the late Evelyn Paglini, the occultist, the good witch. So make sure you're part of that entire program on our Friday night into Saturday morning show. We're going to come back and take final calls with the astrologer Mitchell Lewis on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. Our final segment with Mitchell Lewis, and we'll take your phone calls as well as they continue to line up. His latest work, by the way, Evil in the First House. Mitchell, where do you get the book? All over the place?
All over the place, George. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you know, through Poison Pen. It's on ebook. It's on audio book too. It's great.
Well, you had fun doing it, and it's fascinating.
Yeah, can you hear me all right, George?
I can hear you fine now.
Okay, great. Okay.
Actually, I hear you better now than I did the entire program.
Well, we switched yet to a third phone, so now
this one's working.
Thank God.
All right, okay. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Greg in North Hollywood, California. Welcome to the show. Hey, Greg, go ahead.
Hello there. I am impressed by the credentials of your guest because at the beginning of the year, I usually check the internet horoscopes, and then I go through the yearly horoscopes that papers print. So like last year, it says, oh, you'd be traveling a lot during the summer. Well, I only took one trip. So things like that. So I wanted to ask him what he sees for my birth date for this year.
What's your birthday, Greg?
It's November 26, 1957.
Hold on a second.
November
26, 1957. Nice Sagittarius. Okay. Let me take a quick look here. Doesn't look bad. What do you do for a living?
Entertainment.
Entertainment business. Okay. You got a Mars Uranus square. You have a little bit of a temper. Keep it in tow, though. I think things look pretty good for you, Greg. I would say that you've got the chance to make some very big changes in your life, and entertainment, especially television or internet, seems to be particularly active over the next year or two. What do you do? What kind of business? I mean, what part?
Well, the talent when they need talent, talent for shows and things like that.
Oh, good for
In
you.
Other words, you're an agent?
No,
he's the talent.
Oh, you are the talent. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, I would aim towards television and internet work rather than film or live. Not that live isn't fine, too. But if you have any opportunity to use the internet to your advantage, this is the year to do it. You've got Uranus and trine to Uranus, and you've got a lot of good supportive work going on here, and it's a chance for growth, for a new opportunity. So I don't know, you know, if, for example, if you do music or whatever it might be, if you can use either of those mediums, they'll work to your advantage. If I do private readings too, because, you know, it's tough to give a reading in 2 minutes over the phone like this. But if anybody out there would like a reading and you tell me that you heard me on Coast to Coast, I'll give you a discount. I just want to make sure people get the work that they need done. So otherwise, Greg, all I can see right at the moment is, like I said, a potential for growth for you and for some new opportunities. And you've got Mercury and Sag as well. So your mind is going to be moving very quickly. It does anyway. But now it's going to be hypersensitive for the next year or so as Uranus goes into the trine to your Mercury. New ideas are going to come to you, new ways of looking at things. Take the blinders off. Look at the possibilities, not at what you're used to doing. Look at every possibility out there. And you should find yourself some very good choices and a chance to really expand. And finances don't look bad for you either. I don't know what they've been like lately, but it should be much better for you. I think you got a pretty good year coming up.
Great. Good luck to you, Greg. When you have your financial clients, Mitchell, what are they looking for?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Where to invest or what do they want?
Mostly what I'm finding these days is people are just frightened. They don't want to lose what they have. And so they're looking for advice. I don't actively trade these days. I mean, I do a little trading, but I'm not on Wall Street anymore. I don't do that. But I still look at the stocks, and I still look at commodities, and I still make my predictions and keep my notes and everything. And for the most part, I'm trying to get people into stocks that they won't lose money on, that have growth potential. I got a bunch of people into Nokia when it was trading $3.40. It ran up to $8, and because
that's
of the Grand Cross,
bump.
I suggested that everybody flatten their positions and get out.
That's a pretty good bump, huh?
Yeah.
Jeez, over 200%.
And I'll tell you something, some of the stocks to look at over the next couple of years, and remember, there will be ups and downs, but if you want to see growth, you look in the health field, and you look in alternative energy. So First Solar, for example. First Solar was at $22 when we first looked at it. It's now at 60-something. I think it may have hit $70, and this was less than a year ago. This stock is exploding.
Have you ever been wrong?
Oh, of course. Anybody tells you they're not wrong is either lying to themselves or to you. No, sure, I'm wrong. But what I do is I'm very, very conservative, not socially, but economically. And what I try and do is I would rather that you didn't lose money, even if the stock might have gone your way, but if the risk is too high. I never, ever take a trade that isn't at least a 5-to-1 potential. If the potential loss is $3 on a stock, I want to see an upside of $15. Well, there's no reason to trade it.
Let's go to Ryan, truck driving in Illinois, east of the Rockies. Thanks for holding, Ryan. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I have two questions. I'll start off by giving you my quick 726.
I'm sorry?
We barely heard that.
I've been saving for a while, and we're thinking about buying a house this summer. I was just wondering if that would be a wise choice.
What are you buying the house for investment or to live in?
I think he's gone.
Oh, we lost him, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
So let's assume he's buying it to live in. Go ahead.
Well, if you're buying the house to live in, you look at it much differently. Then you're looking down the road 10, 15 years or so. And then you don't care about the ups and downs, the day to day. If you're doing something for an investment, you know, the reader also has to know, are you dealing with tight money or is this money that you can afford to let it sit there for a while? So it's not a simple question, buy the house, don't buy the house. Where's the money coming from? What are your long-term goals for it? And then what are you doing with the house? If you're going to live in it and it's going to be your primary place to live, buy the house. You know, yeah, you might pay a little more than you would if you wait, or you might pay a little less. I don't care about that. This is going to be your home for many years. But if you're doing an investment, then you have to cherry pick and find the right property that you know is going to go up and so on and so forth. So if it's your main source your main place of residence, buy the house. I don't see a real estate crash like we had in 05 and 06. I just think we're going to see some weakness in the housing market. And there are some areas that are exploding. Of course, in New York, you can't buy a house in Manhattan or in any of the five boroughs right now. It's insane. But still, Las Vegas is in terrible shape, their housing market, and some parts of Florida and so on. So
I think it'll get worse, too.
Yes, it's going to get much worse in some areas because the middle class doesn't have money. There's only two ways you make money in America, unless you invent something or you're very, very wealthy, and that's through the stock market or through your home. And you can't buy a house now and expect it to triple in price like it used to over the next 10, 15 years. And you can't buy stocks and expect them to keep going up either. So we're kind of stuck in the middle. What do? You buy a house to live in, that's one thing. You're buying it for investment, that's something else. That's why I differentiate. Same thing with stocks. If you're going to buy AT&T because you want the dividend that they're paying, then don't look at the stock price. You don't care if it goes up to 35 or down to 28. It doesn't matter.
Well, as long as that dividend keeps coming, right?
Yes, but if you're buying it in for your portfolio, then it's a different point of view. My mother has AT&T stocks, and she needs the dividend. It's part of her income. So I don't even pay attention to what the stock's doing. We're not going to get out of that stock. AT&T's not going out of business. But you have some of these new stocks, these cheaper stocks, that you might be able to grab. For example, you know, Nokia, my original price on Nokia, my price target was about $12. It made it to $8. Now it's coming off a bit. I might get back into it. I might suggest you get back into it after the April events. And then you wait and see. If it gets up to $12, that's a pretty good jump. You get a $4 pop in it.
When's the big crash coming, do you think, if?
If there's a crash, and remember, a stock market crash, like I said earlier, it needs a perfect storm. Everything's got to be set up. The crash of 29 and 31 was set up by the 20s. It took 10 years to develop a society that was built on so much quicksand. And the dot-com crash was also imminently predictable because there was nothing underneath the stocks. The stock of 08, same thing, the crash of 08, because it was the housing market that was disintegrating and pulled the whole thing down with it. Now, do we have a perfect storm for a stock market crash? I don't see it yet. But if there is a crash, it's going to happen in 15 into 16 when Saturn squares Neptune.
Yeah. What about the unknown variables, Mitchell, like 9/11 and what it did to the market then?
Well, you know, if you look at the stocks, though, George, if you bought them right after 9/11, you made a fortune.
Oh, you did make a fortune.
That's right. Take a look at the chart of the Dow or any of them. It crashed at 9/11, and then it ran back up the truth of the matter is that the top of the stock market was around the time Bush got elected. It made new highs, as it often will, but it was going sideways, and it ultimately crashed in 08. It took 8 years for it to happen, but the top of the stock market was in 2000. Then it crashed in 2001 after 9/11, and it ran back up, made a new high. And then it went sideways and went up a bit, and then finally in 08, it crashed. So things don't happen overnight like we think they're going to. And every time that, you know, astrologers get very excited, look at all the aspects, what's going to happen, and I say probably nothing. How can you say that? Look at all the aspects. And then nothing happens. But a year or 18 months later, it happens.
Let's go to Diane in San Diego. Hey, Diane,
Hi.
Go ahead.
Thank
hey.
You so much.
Sure thing.
Mitchell and George, I'm a little concerned about my current job situation and career. My birth date is September 15, 1955.
Hold on 1 second. September 15th, you said?
15th.
Yep, 1955. And while you're figuring that out, Mitchell, what are you concerned about, Diane?
Just my current situation, if I should be looking to do something different. I am interviewing now for a job, and I don't, you know, it would be a big change.
What kind of field are you in now?
I'm in sales.
Sales. Okay, go ahead, Mitchell.
Yeah, I think that you should be looking for something different. You see, you've got Jupiter square Saturn in your natal chart. So you should always do things slow and steady. This is not the chart of somebody who, well, you may win Lotto someday. Who knows? That's a God-given gift, so to speak. But it's not the way you should look at your life. You should do things slow and steady and carefully, and you will always succeed if you handle things that way. Now, Uranus is going to trine your Jupiter as well, just like the gentleman we just spoke to. It's going to happen in 2015. Through 2014, you're also going to have Jupiter going into Leo, and so in 2015, you're going to have Jupiter, Uranus trine on your Jupiter. You're going to have a tremendous potential. Remember, everything's potential for success. 2014 may be a little scary for you still, but don't worry, because in late 2014 into 2015, you're going to get some success, and you're going to have a real break. And I don't know where it's going to come from, Diane. I'm not psychic. I'm an astrologer, and the astrology tells me the timing. But it certainly will include more money and a better opportunity. So if I were you, I would be looking for change. I would be looking actively for anything that looks like it's a better opportunity, that it might give you some long-term growth. Don't look for the immediate. Look for the long-term. And you'll get your success. Over the next 2 years, I think your life is going to get much better for you.
Don't you think it would be great for people to have just one great year, Mitchell?
If they would understand that it was one great year and they took all the money and all the goodies and put them away. Problem is, everybody thinks they're on a roll because they got everything was great this year. It's going to be better next year. They double up their positions and they lose everything.
Bob is in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Go ahead, Bob. We'll squeeze you in here.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good. Thanks.
I've never had a reading before. I'm October 6th, 1949.
Hold on 1 second, Bob.
October 6th, 1949.
And then I have two real quick comments.
Okay, go. October 6th. So, a Libra.
You have about a couple minutes left, Mitchell.
Okay,
go ahead.
Good. Moon looks like in the Aries and a Libra ascendant, Mercury, Leo. Okay. Well, Bob, what do you want to know? Give me the most important thing in your life at the moment.
Well, what's the next 2 years look like? Keep it simple.
You'll have some growth and some opportunities. You've got a Mars-Pluto conjunct in your natal chart. You're a pretty intense guy. You have a lot of power within you. When you use it properly, it works to your advantage. There are times when you can get into power struggles with people. You should try and avoid those over the next 2 years. But again, the Uranus and Jupiter are both going into Leo, and they're going to hit your Mars and your Pluto, and you're going to see growth over the next 2 years. You'll have your ups and downs too, but have faith. Because by the end of 2015, your life will look much, much better than it does now. Opportunities financially, maybe relationships too. Of course, I don't have time for a full reading to go into what you're doing, whether you're married or what you're looking for. But certainly, that's going to bring you great opportunity later in 2014 into 15. You may not see it right now and through the summer, but it's coming. So have faith.
Yeah. My one comment is, that if I were to win the $400 million lottery,
there's
I would
two
put,
hours
that, all in
Mitchell,
towards, I'd put that all in towards running for president. Okay? And with no disrespect to you, Mr. Lewis, this is a comment towards the prediction you made earlier about Hillary and the Republicans putting a lady in there. That's the most ridiculous, most ludicrous thing I've ever heard of.
Well, that's
because America deserves better than that. And Republicans really, they haven't been doing very well in their last two or three people they've chosen. I would be the best plan all the way across the board. And with the, I'll vote for you.
Well, if he's got $400 million to play with, who knows what he'll do, huh?
Exactly.
Mitchell, almost out of time. Give out your website, if you would, and then rattle off your titles.
George, thanks. It's MitchAstro.com. And the books are Murder in the 11th House, Death in the 12th House, and Evil in the 1st House.
Super. Mitchell, thanks for being on.
Thanks, George. Thanks so much.
I appreciate that. The astrologer. And I tell you, you know, every once in a while I've had a reading or two, and some of them are pretty darn uncanny. They really are. Make sure you're part of our Friday into Saturday night program. You're going to enjoy it, plus the very special tribute at the end of the show to the late now Dr. Evelyn Baglini. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesour, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, George Knapp, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.